Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver fires to first and picks off Avila. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to second. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Fridley moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bobby Young. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing second base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 3 in the game. Marion hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Schmies now playing right field. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen is walked intentionally. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby pinch hits for Ray Boone. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.